Precision Health Partners. Thank you for joining us today for our podcast on robotics and general surgery. And I am here today with Dr. McPhail and Dr. Zamberos, and we're going to talk a little bit about the use of robotics and general surgery. So I will first have Dr. McPhail introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Lindsay McPhail. I'm one of the general surgeons with Mission Surgery. I've been here a little over 2 years. And in the last year, I've been working very hard to develop the robotic hernia program, and I'm excited about telling you some more about that.
Dr. Zamberos.
Hi, I'm Melissa Zamberos. I am one of the colorectal surgeons with Mission Surgery, one of the new additions to the practice, and I'm happy to further the robotics program here as it pertains to colorectal surgery.
Great. So first, I'd just like to talk about what is the current state of using robotics for general surgery at Mission Hospital and in the region in general. And what do you see being different, and why are we specifically talking about robotics today?
Recently we were purchased by HCA, and they have a very strong relationship with Intuitive, who is the maker of the Da Vinci robot that we have started using. In the last year, I've been educating myself on how the robot enhances hernia repair, and I've learned that in the community, we do about 60% of the inguinal hernias open, and 54% of the ventral hernias open, and we're trying to transition that to laparoscopic as well as robotic, and I think the robot can enhance that repair, decrease length of stay in the hospital, and improve overall patient outcomes.
Great. What other opportunities do we have?
Well, as far as bringing robotics to the area, I'm happy to have joined at a time where HCA is acquiring more robots, and I think that in order to better serve the community, this is a huge opportunity for rectal surgery specifically and operating down in the pelvis. A lot of rectal cancers are still being excised open because laparoscopically is so difficult, and I think that this is a great opportunity to provide a minimally invasive approach for these patients.
Great. So you both know that we're a network that focuses on high value, high quality care and the most effective, cost effective approach to care. How do you see robotics fitting into that? Because obviously I'm hearing you say that there's a lot of value add on the patient side, but just being cost conscious as well.
Sure. Well, traditionally with an incisional hernia, when I trained and early in my career, we would do these open abdominal wall reconstructions that would require at least 3 to 5 days in the hospital. You enter the abdomen, you create more adhesions, potential for problems. With the robot now, essentially I've become an abdominal wall surgeon. I don't have to enter the abdomen at all. I stay within the abdominal wall. I do it all minimally invasive with 3 or 4 small incisions, less than 8 millimeters. Patients are going home the same day. So just with length of stay, I know the average cost for a day in the hospital is around $1,500. We're saving, 3 to 5 days in the hospital, plus potential for infections and people being in the hospital. I think we're saving a lot of money that way, and patients are doing better. So it's really just revolutionizing hernia repair in general.
Great.
And as far as rectal surgery goes, the studies so far in comparing laparoscopic to robotic operations have mainly shown a statistical significant difference in the conversion rate to open, and so certainly with the ability to stay minimally invasive, it allows for the potential for shorter length of stay and lower complication rates. That has not yet been shown in the literature, but I think as we become more proficient in robotic surgery and are doing these larger studies, that's going to be a significant difference that we see.
Great, thank you. Any other comments that you have about that?
I mean, I think the benefit of Dr. Zamberos doing it laparoscopically is that there'll be less incisional hernias, so less work for me, but I think overall that'll be cost saving too, because you'll prevent hernias in the future.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Good. So the current process is you get referrals for hernias or cancer or things like that you might be addressing. What do you think the physicians and providers in our network need to know to be able to get appropriate referrals to you guys?
Certainly our phone number, which is 252-3366. Just call our office. We're happy to see anyone. And I get several calls from PCPs if they want me to obtain any imaging beforehand when they think there's a hernia. I don't think that's necessary. Sometimes I can just go by physical exam, so that can be cost-saving as well. So I'm happy to see patients without a CT scan or an ultrasound if you feel that they have a hernia.
And in addition to my office hours at our main office at 14 Medical Park Drive, which is the number that Dr. McPhail gave, I also have office hours at the Cancer Center, as well as my partner does as well, and we're happy to see any cancer patients there too. We have additional availability there with a nurse navigator who can help to coordinate care with, because usually these are multidisciplinary patients that require different specialists.
Great, thanks. Do you provide any services in our hospitals in the region, or is this all done at the Mission Hospital Central?
Mission Hospital, that's the only place I think that where the robot is currently.
Okay. So. Thank you for joining us for this podcast, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great, appreciate your time. Thank you. Thanks.